Praise Jesus. Yeah, I bless the name of the Lord, and I'll give him honor as we bless him. Father, Lord, we welcome you. Take control, take charge. I'm having some interruptions, but I will manage. Hallelujah. Yeah, I just want to bless the name of the Lord. Father, I welcome you. May you come and minister in Jesus' mighty name, Spirit of the living God. Give me clarity and give me Almighty Father, Lord, may I stand and speak your word clearly that everyone listening, Lord, may understand. I call upon the spirit of understanding and to the listeners in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, I was saying that the title or the topic tonight is importance of commitment. Importance of commitment. Yeah, commitment is needed. It's required. Amen. Commitment is a requirement for all areas of our life. Amen. Every area of our life, if we are, to achieve our goals, commitment is very, very important. And what is commitment? This is how I defined commitment. I said commitment means not giving up even when it gets tough. Amen. Not giving up even when it gets tough. The Bible tells us, let us go to Psalms chapter 37, the book of Psalms chapter 37, and from verses 5, the Bible says, commit your way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Meaning, commit your way to the Lord. Amen. Amplified says, it narrates it further, that roll. That means roll your way unto the Lord. Praise Jesus. Get the Lord that you have upon you and trust it unto the Lord. Lean unto God. Rely on him. Amen. And commitment also involves, when you are committed, that means towards something, that means you also have confidence. Confident. You have to be confident in it. Hallelujah. So, trust also in him and he will bring it to pass. So we commit, we roll, we give everything, we take the Lord, every care. Amen. And, we put it unto God. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. So, commitment, offering everything we do completely over to the Lord while depending on him. Amen. There are times when you can offer something unto somebody and yet you are not confident in this person. But commitment here is offering everything we do completely over to the Lord. You offer it completely over to him, and also while depending on him, while having confidence on him, while relying on him. There are many times when, people commit to something and yet they don't depend on it. They don't have confidence in it. Amen. But in this instance, commitment is offering everything we do completely over to the Lord while we depend on him. Praise Jesus. So that means that, it means committing or sticking to something, sticking on the Lord with all the confidence. Amen. It means not giving up even if it gets tough. Because the going is always not easy. Hallelujah. But it means you do not give up. Even when things are not well, you do not give up. So doing that thing regardless of the reason that, any reason that comes to you that tell you not to. the ability to stand by one's principle. Hallelujah. Amen. So, even if it gets tough, commitment does not give up. Amen. Commitment doesn't give up. Commitment sticks. It sticks, you know, to the goal. Commitment is focused. In spite of hindrances, commitment always sticks there. Hallelujah. It doesn't give up. Commit thy way unto the Lord. That's why it is important to commit our way to the Lord. Amen. Because it's not by might nor by power. That's why we need the Lord. We need to involve God. Commit thyself also unto the Lord. Trust also in him. Amen. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring it to pass. Amen. When we go to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verses 12. Praise the Lord. Yeah, 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verses 12. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verses 12 in King James, the Bible says, "For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." Amen. He was persuaded. Just as I said, as I was defining commitment, it said that it means not giving up, even if it gets tough. So 2 Timothy here is telling us that, and this is why I am suffering as I do. Still, I am not ashamed. Amen. Still, I'm not ashamed, for I know him whom I believe. Now, where does confidence come from, especially unto us as Christians? Amen. Our confidence in our commitment, believers, is entirely on whom we believe. It's entirely based. It entirely leans on whom we believe in. Amen. Amplified here says that, and this is why I am suffering as I do. Still, I am not ashamed, for I know. Amen. I know him whom I believe. I know, I perceive. Amen. I have knowledge of, or I have knowledge of, and am acquainted with, I am acquainted with him. Amen. For I know him whom I have believed. I know him whom I have trusted in. I know him whom I have relied on. And I am persuaded. Amen. Commitment is, you know, being in that place of, is it persuasion? Is that English? Amen. I mean, to be in that place of, you know, being persuaded that he is able to guard, he is able to keep you, he is able to make you go through. Are you in ministry? Is it a marriage? Amen. Whatever it is, as long as we know whom we have believed in, that is where our strength is. Amen. That is the place of strong commitment. Jesus Christ is the ground unto which we stand upon, in spite of whatever suffering. Hallelujah. In spite of shame. Amen. In spite of shame. A person who is committed is not going to give up regardless of the reasons that tell him to give up. There are a lot of reasons, believers. Yeah, there are a lot of reasons, and which reasons are truly, when you look at them, they give you a place of giving up. But I just want to tell us, when we are committed in the Lord, amen, we are going to have reason to stand still, to stand firm, amen, in spite of what we are passing through, in spite of the challenges we are passing through, in whatever you are doing. It could be even your work, it could be your workplace. Hallelujah. But believers, I bless the name of the Lord. Because in Him we are persuaded. In Jesus Christ, hallelujah, the rock of ages, we are persuaded that He is able to guard us. He is able to keep us. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. He's able to keep us until that day. Amen. Commitment. Commitment to salvation. Hallelujah. So it means our actions will reflect what we believe and who we are. Your action in this walk of Christianity is going to reflect whether you are committed, whether we believe in the Lord, whether we are servants of God. Amen. Our actions is going to reflect, amen, who we really are. Amen. Are we everyday Christians walking as Christ would have us walk? Amen. For a person to walk as Christ, would have us walk, believers, commitment is required. Amen. Commitment, sticking to your goals. I'm going to walk as a Christian no matter what. No matter what. Yeah, you will excuse me. I did note this down, the scripture, Daniel chapter. It has just come. The Spirit of the Lord has just brought it forth, Daniel chapter 3 and verses 13. Okay, the all of Daniel chapter 3, that when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were put to a test, and they refused to bow down to the God of Nebuchadnezzar. Maybe let us go there. I didn't note it down, but I bless the name of the Lord for the Spirit of the Lord, because this is going to give us, a very, very good example of what I'm trying to talk about. Daniel chapter 3, you please excuse me. Amen. I have some interruptions with the network, but it is well. Daniel chapter 3 and verses, let us go straight to verse 13. Amen. Let's go to verse 13. Bible tells us in verse 13 that then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage, this is when the Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, refused to bow down, unto the golden image that he had placed forth. Bible tells us that Nebuchadnezzar, because of that, Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said unto them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up?" Amen. Let's skip to verse 16 and see what they replied, what the Hebrew boys replied. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this manner. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." Amen. So we see the commitment of these Hebrew guys to them, their commitment to God was more important than life itself. Amen. It was more important. So regardless of what Nebuchadnezzar was going to do unto them, how many times, believers, amen, how many times, or how many can stand this kind of test? Amen. A test that even requires life itself. Can you still remain committed unto the Lord? Can you still remain committed to your salvation in spite of whatever circumstance? Can you still stick, amen, in there? Can you still stick to the Lord, even in the tough situation? Can you still stick to the covenant that you made, you know, yeah, and to the marriage? You made a commitment when you are making that vow. Can you still stand, amen, that test? You who is working, maybe there's a wave, a storm in the place of your work, your workplace. Amen. There could be a storm in your workplace, and which may even bring about compromise. And a lot of people, do you know, yes, I've seen Christians compromising just because of a circumstance that has come about. But can you still stick unto the Lord? Amen. Can you still, you know, endure that suffering? Can you endure that shame? Amen. Can you trust the Lord? Can you still, you know, confess Him positively? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So we see that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they stood their ground because they were committed to the laws of the Lord. You know, they were committed to their belief. Hallelujah. So, believers, God our Father requires our total commitment, not just a contribution. You know, many times as Christians, we only contribute. We contribute our time. You know, we contribute our finances. We contribute service unto the Lord. But commitment goes way beyond that. Praise the name of the living God. Commitment goes way beyond that. Commitment involves even life. Hallelujah. So, devoting your life and all that you have to His service is what commitment requires. Amen. Just as I've told you, we have seen Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and I know we pass through challenges. Submitting to God's will is not always easy. Nevertheless, we should know the importance of being fully committed to God. Commitment, in other words, is a weapon that the enemy fears. Commitment is a weapon that overcomes the devil. It's a weapon when you use it. Hallelujah. I just want to tell us, no storm, no challenge will come your way. No challenge will overcome you. Commitment. Praise Jesus. Let us look at Joshua 24 and verses 15. Let us look at Joshua chapter 24 and verses 15. Bible says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which are your fathers, which your fathers served, that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my father and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. As for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. Joshua was addressing the Israelites. Amen. So we see that this statement, this was a statement of full commitment. It was a statement of a man that is committed to God. Because, yeah, in the last, let us look at the last part in verses 15. It says, but as for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. In other words, if you are going to go, you know, against the way of God, if you are going to serve, you know, the gods of the Amorites, the gods of, you know, of the other nations, me and my house. So he was telling the Israelites that regardless of how they decided, he would not do what, you know, he would still remain doing what was right. He would still stand, amen, doing what he knew was right. Hallelujah. A statement of a man, you know, who is committed unto God. Believer's commitment is what will make you do what you know is right. Do what the word of God says is right, even when everybody around you is going against it. And even when they seem like they are succeeding through the shortcuts that, you know, they have followed. Because these were children of God. The children who, in other words, they were born again. Amen. But they started going astray. They were not committed enough unto God. Until the man of God, Joshua, stood up. Amen. He stood up and told them that regardless of who you serve, whether it's the God of the Amorites, whether you are serving wealth, whatever it is, amen, for him, he would still stand. He refused to compromise. Amen. He refused to compromise. So it's only, you know, about the service we render in the kingdom. It's not only about the service we render in the kingdom work, but more so a commitment that is shown in all our individual behavior. Very important. The commitment I'm talking about is not only about service. Amen. It's not only about church. But I'm talking about, you know, a commitment that is shown in all areas of our life. In our behavior. Amen. Are you committed in your behavior? Are you committed to change? Amen. Because even change requires commitment. Change in character, it requires commitment. The way you talk, it requires commitment. Your workplace, it requires commitment. Your family, it requires commitment. Hallelujah. So, yes, we need to commit ourselves in kingdom work. But it doesn't end there. I know of a lot of great men and women of God who are so committed in kingdom work. Oh my God, when they are in kingdom work, amen, they do the right, just on point, the right thing. But when they're in their homes, they're different people. Amen. When they go back home, they're different. So it's not only about the service we render in the church or in the kingdom work. excuse me, amen. But more so, amen, it has to be seen in our individual, you know, the individual behavior when nobody is there. Hallelujah. Commitment goes with loyalty. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm just doing an introduction. And tomorrow we are going to, you know, to start from there. But let us look at Mark chapter 8 and verses 34 to 38. Commitment. Amen. The book of Mark, chapter 8 and verse 34, the Bible says, "And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. "That whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." So we see here Jesus actually did not only call the unsaved. Amen. He was not only calling the unsaved from sin, but he was also calling them to commit themselves to follow and obey him immediately, because he says that whosoever will come, amen, whosoever will turn and be saved, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. So what he was trying, what Jesus Christ was trying to say here was that, yes, you are born again. You have come in the sheepfold, but that's not enough. The Bible says there's a denial. Actually, commitment also involves denying. There's a denial of self. He said, let him deny himself. Because I just want to tell us that when you involve self in anything that you do, amen, then you will not go through. Because self comes with selfishness. Hallelujah. Self comes with, you know, you are selfish. You want to do things that satisfy you. Amen. Things that will make you happy. Amen. Only the things, you know, a selfish person, this in Luganda, you know, there's a word or a term that people always say, sichiulira. I don't feel it. And, you know, I'm not going to do it because I don't feel it. That's not a language of a committed person. Hallelujah. So Jesus here says that whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, come after me. But even in the coming, there's a denial of self, and take up, you know, his cross and follow me. So he also called them to commit themselves to follow and to obey. And this is immediate. Hallelujah. Immediately. What Jesus Christ was saying here, you know, all these stages or all these phases are immediate. Amen. Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So He never invited people to accept him, promising them forgiveness, and then later suggested that they might want to commit themselves. Amen. Or that they may go their own way. No. He doesn't invite us to accept him. Hallelujah. Promising us forgiveness, and then later we go our way. Amen. We start doing things the way we feel like, according to our own will, without involving the will of God. That's not what Jesus Christ was saying. Hallelujah. He called them, promised them, you know, forgiveness. But then later, suggested that they might want to commit themselves to obey him. Hallelujah. Amen. So Jesus demanded that the very first step be a step of wholehearted commitment, not half-hearted, wholehearted commitment. Amen. It demanded, it was a demand from Jesus that whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever will save his life shall lose it. Amen. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's sake shall save it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, Jesus wanted everyone, followers and seekers, amen, to understand this truth. Amen. To understand this truth. And we know that the word of the Lord applies to everyone, whether you are a pastor, a teacher, a prophet, an evangelist, you know, a follower, amen, a church member, as long as you are born again. Amen. As long as you are born again. Because it says, whoever, whosoever. So it implies everyone, whosoever cometh after him, whosoever gets born again, whosoever gives their life to Jesus Christ. Praise Jesus. This is a very, very important truth. Because a lot of times, people have come to Christ. Amen. But when it comes to, you know, that place of commitment, very few are able to. You know, the very few are able to take hold of it. Praise the name of the Lord. So we see how commitment is very, very important. A lot of people start up well, many start, you know, ministry well. You know, this time of COVID, the past 2 years, 2 or 3 years, you know, it has really been a very, very hard time for everyone, including, you know, the church itself. A lot of people started up churches. So, in the tests that we passed through during the COVID, you know, pandemic, if commitment was not there, amen, a lot of people, you know, did not accomplish their journey. Many start up something, they even begin, you know, a journey toward the fulfillment of, it could be a prophetic word, but crossing the finish line and turning that God-given dream into a reality. I just want to tell us it's a different story. Amen. But that prophetic word is accomplished by the power of commitment. Amen. By the power of commitment. I've seen people beginning, starting up businesses, but because they cannot endure anymore, you know, they give up. And yet, maybe that was where God is going to help them from. Amen. People begin up relationship, marriage, they reach in the middle, and it's when things become hot because they're not committed, you know, they give up. So crossing the finish line, amen, requires commitment and turning that God-given dream. I know we have dreams, God-given dreams. Turning it into a reality, because it's not going to come on a silver plate. Hallelujah. It's not going to come on a silver plate. So turning that dream into a reality requires commitment. Hallelujah. For the children of Israel to attain the God-given, you know, prophetic word upon their lives when they were crossing from slavery to the promised land. Believers, it required commitment for that dream to come into a reality. Those who were not committed enough ended up dying in the, you know, in the wilderness. How many people's dreams have died in the wilderness? Why? Because they could not handle it, because the flesh was still alive, it was still active. Praise Jesus. So I bless the name of the Lord. I believe somebody has been blessed. I wind up and I pray that the Lord bless us, and may He give us the anointing of commitment in the name of Jesus Christ in everything that we do, in service, family, work. Amen. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. May the Lord bless us and keep us strong until His God-given dream comes to a reality. God bless you so abundantly. Until we meet again, have a good night. Shalom and shalom.